The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to General Banter Podcast. What you're about to hear is a snippet from one of our Pods of Christmas, an exclusive mini-series that's available at patreon.com/thegeneralbanterpodcast. We do this every sort of festive period, a mini-series of exclusive podcasts, just bonus content, just the extra content for you guys. It will be available from the Pro Elite £5 tier and above. Along with all the other video content, all the comedy specials, etc., that are over on the Patreon. My guest in this particular episode is the more attractive half of Deck Chair and Yums, Mr. Connor Keyes, comedian, all-round, just saint. Very funny guy, very interesting guy, a wealth of knowledge, and a keen stoner. We talk about everything from conspiracies to free speech and many other things, but it's a great podcast, one of my favorites in this series. So get stuck right into it, guys. Full version available on my Patreon. Enjoy. What's the end game for the ultimate conspiracy theorist?
You know, it's well, like, we know what the end game is. What they dream of, you know, is that Nasara thing, which is that whole resetting of back to zero. Kind of the Fight Club fucking thing, you know, everybody's back to zero and we all start as one big humanity, and, you know.
That's what conspiracy theorists want.
That's the end game if you talk about the big, I suppose maybe the Q thing or whatever you want to call it. That is the end thing that, you know, to end division. Uh-huh. That's their end goal, allegedly.
And then sometimes you're just like, you know, you are only going to live once, mm-hmm. you know, so should you just chill out for
Absolutely.
A minute? Do you
Absolutely.
Know what I mean?
Yeah. That's why.
Are you going to be like, you know, when someone tells you you have a horrific illness and you're fucking 78 and you're still going to be sitting there being like, what's in this bag of drugs? Who's behind this? Russia? Do you know what I mean?
You're like, but you're only, you know, I don't know. Would you class yourself atheist? I would have been militant atheist and then I would have moved to agnostic atheist.
I would say agnostic. I'm like, you got to show me something. You know what I mean? You know?
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely would have been brutally, again, I think it came from the fact that I hate organized religion.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, and that's where my hatred came from, and that's where my dislike of any notion of God. But I also hated the thought of this idea that there's an actual man in the clouds with a fucking beard watching everything.
Totally.
You know what I mean? That idea of God. But I do like the idea of energy.
Oh, yeah, energy is the...
You know, there is an energy that's... Whether or not that... I don't know... Obviously, I don't know if that we transcend after this with energy. I don't anti energy. If you take a look at quantum physics or quantum mechanics, as you would do of a Friday evening,
will you fuck up, Pete?
The idea that we could be represented as a waveform.
Oh yeah,
and we could be anything after this.
Well, that's another 9-hour podcast.
That's a 9-joint podcast.
Yeah,
that's what that is.
That's you should start a splinter group that there. Could,
the 9-joint.
The
podcast.
9 joints.
no, but I've been fascinated by that.
Well, the waveform is vibes and how you affect people.
I did see a meme about that somewhere about in what do they say? In religion, they call it spirit. In science, they call it energy. And on the streets, they call it a vibe. But it's all the same thing.
Boom. Yeah, I heard another thing recently. I'm butchering it, but it was literally like, you know, someone's legacy isn't what they do. It's who they are or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, it was like,
Absolutely.
You could achieve a lot of shit, and it seemed good on paper, and people were like, aye, but he was actually a cunt. You know, like a Lance Armstrong type vibe. You know, you're like, phenomenal achievement. Yeah. Everyone fucking hates the cunt, you know, so.
Or a Jimmy Savile vibe.
Yeah.
Let's not forget, he was a hero.
Does a lot. The whole time. Actually did a lot of good, but, you know, was hopping through the window of a fucking hospital and tonguing you. He rapes what he saves. I mean, that's the best Dave Chappelle joke of all time.
But at least you were dead. You know what I mean?
Not always. Not yet. It's definitely like...
I agree with that, your character. And I think, have you done much damage to other people in any form?
Yeah, yeah. What sort of, you know, footprint did you leave?
Yeah. You know, well, this idea of like heaven and hell, all that shit, I never, you know, that's all. I never worry about that balls. Like, but
nah.
As you say, we're here for one time and learn what you can and enjoy it.